You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It all started with a connection. And now, 5 million connections later, Vamper has become the essential tool for connecting creatives. Make music happen. Find your team. Collaborate. And if you think you've got it in you, go pro and unlock distribution, sync opportunities, analytics, and so much more. Vamper. Download today and make music happen.
Welcome back to another episode of the Piano Pod. I am your host, Yuki Misong. So for this episode, I got to interview Josh Simons. He is the CEO and co-founder of Vamper. It's the world's largest and most active social media / professional networking site for musicians. I feel like the theme of this season of the Piano Pod has been about how we classical musicians should reach out to our niche or our audience in a creative and innovative way, especially in this post-pandemic era. So as my show is approaching the season finale in a few weeks, I thought I should invite someone outside of our industry to talk about marketing and promotion. So I found Josh Simons, and he created the social media platform specifically for musicians, and he's in the entertainment industry. And I thought we need to pick his brain in regards to the topic of promotion and marketing. So before starting the episode, I want to welcome everyone who is listening or watching the Piano Pod for the first time. I'm a classical pianist and educator from New York City, passionate about creating a thriving and meaningful community of the classical music industry through this podcast. Please visit yukimisongstudio.com to find out more about my work. In each episode of the Piano Pod, I interview a guest speaker who has been breaking exciting new ground in the industry. Before getting started, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Please rate the show and review it on Apple Podcasts, because every rating review will help people find my show. So here we go, dear friends. Please enjoy the show. You are listening to the Piano Pod, where we talk to the brightest minds in the industry about how they are bringing the piano into the 21st century. I am honored to welcome Josh Simons, the CEO and then co-founder of Vamper, the world's largest and most active social professional network for musicians, recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative companies in 2022. Vamper is home to over 1 million users worldwide. Josh himself is a successful artist and songwriter and producer, who has toured for many years. So with his extensive experience as a professional musician, he has a lot of credit as far as being the groundbreaker in the industry by creating something unique and timely to help fellow musicians. I am looking forward to hearing his story and how he got to where he is now, and of course, learning about Vamper. As you know, I'm open to learning from someone like Josh, who has created a new pathway for himself and for others. Although you may say classical music and pop music entertainment industries are different, I think we have so much more in common than you think as artists and creatives. And we can learn so much, particularly the topic of marketing and branding, from Josh today. So, welcome, Josh. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for such a lovely introduction.
Thank you. So I'm very excited to talk to you about especially your company, Vamper. It's a social professional network exclusively for musicians. So tell us about Vamper.
It came about because I was having issues in my own career about 10 years ago. It still feels like yesterday, but basically I had a band in Australia that did okay. And then I went back to England, which is where I'm from, and tried to recreate that success, and kind of found that I was starting again, despite having sort of 5 years of touring experience, being on the radio, playing, festivals and touring nationally, all the kind of stuff we were doing. And the concept of starting again in your mid-20s in an expensive city is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous at any point, really, that it takes 5 to 7 years to find the sort of team that you need to actually make a living in this industry. And so I took a look around and I looked at a lot of the technologies that existed. There were great tools for distribution, great tools for publishing, even good tools for building fan bases, but there weren't really any tools to help build your team and your network, the people around you. So that's kind of how Vamper came about. I wanted to solve that problem. And I went back to my label that originally signed me and said, I'd like to partner with you on this.
And what's the really premise or the mission behind Vamper? I get that it's networking, but more specifically.
To connect the Johns and the Pauls of the world algorithmically. So, it takes typically 5 to 7 years for people to find the perfect team. Mm-hmm. And I say perfect, I mean a group of people that are common interests, like-minded in their focus and what they're looking to achieve. Usually that's a living of some kind. It takes time traditionally to find those people who believe in you and are aligned. What if we can do that in 5 minutes? And that's the mission.
Mm. Oh, wonderful. And then when did you create this, launch this company?
I think we launched the first version on iOS in 2016, but we didn't really launch proper until broadly and globally and across all devices until February 2017. And then we kind of pressed pause for a year just before COVID, actually. Mm-hmm. And we went back to the drawing board, and because we'd learned a lot really quickly. We'd sort of managed to get a couple hundred thousand people, learned how to market really effectively, but the product wasn't amazing. So we pressed pause for a minute, went back to the drawing board and sort of redesigned everything and came back out sometime early in the pandemic.
So how did the pandemic affect your company?
Yeah, that's a good question. We definitely saw a slight bump in downloads. It wasn't dramatic. I remember doing interviews at the time and people were like, this would either kill you or make you. And it's like, it's neither. It's like everything in life, it's measured, right? So we got a little bump in downloads. We saw an increase in people because our whole app is about connecting. It makes sense that folks stuck at home would want to connect with other people. So that was mildly helpful. But then a lot of the things that people do using Vamper, like they'll catch up and then go to a recording studio together or jam in a practice room. The second part of the equation was missing. Mm. So we had to then very quickly think of what are things that we can give people online. And that's when we started adding in services like music distribution, music publishing, which, they're still passive activities, I suppose, but we were like, if our users can't catch up in real life, got to find them a way to make some money online. That was sort of our thinking. And so a lot of our energy and effort went into that during the early part of the pandemic, you know, because the pandemic's kind of went on for a few years. But the first year was all about coming up with online solutions.
Mm-hmm. Now, in so many ways, you know, pandemic taught us many things. Like, for example, you know, especially as classical musicians, we are all about acoustic performance, a live performance. And of course, there's a recording too. But then, you know, pandemic taught us that this sort of communication, this sort of, let's say, collaboration online became possible and acceptable. So did any of these things affect you, affect your company, affect the way that people think about music?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, aside from being the founder of Vamper, I've also a songwriter, and I myself collaborate with other people. And during the pandemic, we did lots of online songwriting sessions and things like that. I think if anything, the pandemic probably accelerated people's comfortableness with that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's a good thing, because it means that you don't have to be in Los Angeles or Berlin or London or Melbourne or whatever city, you know, that's culturally relevant, New York. You don't have to be in these sort of hubs, these, you know, songwriting hubs, arts sort of centers to have access to opportunity. So that's probably the only positive thing that came out of the pandemic.
Yeah. It was a tough 3 years, but yeah, finally it's over. So now, before asking the next question, I would love to hear a little bit about your background. You mentioned a little bit about your, you know, musical background, and then your, as I introduce you to my audience, that you are a professional musician. So how did you get started as a musician, and what led you to where you are now today?
Yeah, so I got started because I was managing some bands when I was very young, 19 or 20, and I sort of seemed to have a knack for finding bands with really amazing talent, but they all had in common a reluctance for commercial success. So where I saw their songs performing really well on TV shows, they saw that as selling out and stuff like that. And so I grew frustrated with them pretty quickly. And I was like, I might as well just do this myself. And, you know, I could sing. I'd been in choir my whole life. I don't think I'd ever really seriously thought about it as a job. And then I just started doing it. And then within 6 months of starting, we were on the radio and then invited to play some festivals and do some big tours. And it all moved very quickly. So as I said at the top, that all happened in Australia, which is a very small market. Like it's a large physical country, but it's a small population. And the music industry is smaller again. So there's a nuance there, but, you know, we sort of climbed to the top of the indie scene in that world. And it was a lot of fun. You know, I think we toured that country 9 times or something. You know, we were on the radio and TV and doing live performances everywhere. It was awesome. But it's really hard to sustain because it is such a small market. And also because it's a large country, it costs a lot to travel. So if you're moving a band and crew around and you're an indie outfit, to get from Melbourne to Sydney is, you know, going to cost several thousand dollars, that many people, and you've got to get your gear across or you've got to hire it. So there's real restrictions. And look, I'm not the only one who's had this problem. Every band in Australia has this problem. That's why there's a lot of singer-songwriters or, you know, solo performers who don't have to move a production around. And we were more of a production in a lot of respects. We liked our little light show that we did with our shows. So we weren't a cheap band to tour, and that was a real restriction on our ability to scale and grow the thing. But, you know, there's a video online called the band was called Buchanan, and there's a video online called An Uncommon Experience, and it kind of chronicles our journey and our career and what we achieved. I suggest people check it out.
Yeah, I would. And what genre is this? It's a rock, pop?
Yeah, it's like indie pop.
Okay, great, cool. Now, let's get into your company, Vamper, because I really wanted to find out more about it. So you can find actually an app on any of the smartphones?
Yeah, that's right. So it's, you know, Google Play for Android devices and the App Store for Apple devices. But yeah, it's on the App Store. It's an app, working on a web version on and off for years. It's coming. I just can't say when. It's political reasons, but
oh wow,
there's just, it's tricky with websites. You got to consider all kinds of things, like what country people are visiting from, and what happens if you're in a, you know, a country with blocked IPs, and how's it going to scale on a mobile, and is it going to behave like a web app? Or yeah, you know, I won't bore you with the details, but the website's taken, you know, longer to build than probably we would have liked. But right now it's a mobile app. It's kind of started as a mobile app. We started as a mobile first company, which means sort of we build apps. And so that's where you'd find Vamper today if you want to download it. And it's very, hopefully, quite straightforward and intuitive. We've not tried to reinvent the world. We're kind of standing on the shoulders of giants and leaning into technologies and behaviors that people already understand. So when it comes to discovering new people, we use the sort of Tinder functionality of swiping left and right and put it in a professional environment. There's also traditional search where you can just type in someone's details. We've got a section called Watch where people can upload videos of them performing or, you know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Demos or collaborations.
Oh, wow.
That looks a little bit like TikTok. So we kind of... we're just combining sort of features and, as I say, user behaviors from other platforms that people already understand. And hopefully that makes the experience, you know, less intimidating, familiar somewhat. And that's kind of how we've always done it. And we're pretty quick to adapt to whatever the latest behavior or trend is. We've also, I mean, I don't want to undermine that we also put some original stuff in there too and, you know, try and innovate, in subtle ways. For example, you know, platforms like Vamper that allow one person to meet another person, they're usually what you call a closed social network, one or one-to-one. And how you then merge that with the social network where you can speak one to many, that being like a Facebook or a LinkedIn. No one's really ever successfully done both models in the one platform, where I'd argue that we kind of have. So yeah, there's some innovation in there for sure, but we always try and use languages and behaviors that folks are familiar with.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now, so Vamper is really made for musicians and then has the sort of feature of like many different multiple platforms like TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook and so forth. And, but so what's so different and unique about Vamper from other networking sites? Like, well, you mentioned a little bit, but, you know, we have LinkedIn, Instagram, Fiverr, Thumbtack, and then SoundCloud. And so what's so special, unique about Vamper?
So all the platforms you just mentioned do one or two things really well. But, you know, comparing SoundCloud to LinkedIn, the fact that you even made that comparison is problematic because they have nothing to do with each other. One of them is a place where you upload songs. The other is a place where you upload a resume. So with Vampr, we did look at literally every one of those things you just said. And we said, well, how do we create a dedicated space? Because that's what was missing. If you go on LinkedIn and type, show me a drummer who's female, 22, lives in Arkansas, and listens to Pink Floyd and the Beatles, it'll get confused and say no results. Where you can go on Vampr and put all of that in and get an answer. So, as I just said, you can quite literally search for that person on Vampr, whereas you can't on any of those other platforms. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us unique. And it's a dedicated space. So, you know, we could remove all the labels in the app that say genre, skill, favorite artist, all these sort of categories that people display on their profiles. You could put any words you like, and then the app becomes that. The point I'm making is, like, with platforms and social apps, a lot of the usefulness comes from the context. And the context here is that we're an app for musicians made by musicians to help you meet other musicians. That's the context you have when you go in. That's the context supported by the labels and the various sections in the app. But it's a social network, so it does what you think it does.
Tell us a little bit more specifics about Vampr. So, for example, features. So I went online and then I typed in vampr.me. That's the web address. And then there are like features like learn, discover, connect, collaboration, and control. Can you tell us about those five words?
Yeah, if you break them down, they generally translate to features inside of the app. So the primary principal feature in Vampr is meeting people. So that's why folks come, and that's all about discovery and being discovered. Then when you zoom out a little bit, you've got a lot of features that sort of support that. So you've got Vampr distribution, which people who make music as a result of using Vampr can upload their music then to Spotify, Apple Music, etc., through our distribution platform. You've got our publishing division, so that's a part of the company that tries to place our users' music in film, TV, video games, and ads. And then there's our academy, which is like a ed tech solution for the business of music. So there's not a lot of courses online about how to navigate the business side of music. So we've kind of provided some courses around that.
Wow.
And that's our learn features. And that's like, I don't know the exact number of hours, but probably approaching hundreds of hours of courses from top professors and industry authority figures, you know, teaching folks, particularly in the early stages of their career, what to look out for. So that's our learn stuff. And then control refers to controlling your own copyrights, and that goes back to distribution and publishing. So we kind of call those solutions, and they all kind of orbit our social network. So we kind of view our, we view the discovery thing and meeting other people and connecting as kind of the heart of the company. Mm. And then those other things I just mentioned sort of circle around it as sort of ad hoc solutions that folks can use as they need them.
Right. Now, I'm curious about this distribution part. That's so cool that, so once you are on Vampr, you have the membership and you produce your song, then you can distribute your, you know, music or whatever on like Apple or Spotify through Vampr.
Yeah, wow. That's right.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, not a lot of people know how to do it. it's as simple as it is.
There's a lot of options out there now. In fact, for classical music, it can get trickier because the metadata in classical music is slightly more complicated than pop music. Well, it's not more complicated, it's just different. And not all distribution platforms will support classical music. But for non-classical music, it's pretty easy now. Like you can work with DistroKid, you can work with CD Baby, TuneCore. Those are sort of the big players. We offer a version of the same thing. We all do the same job at the end of the day. We offer it because if people are already in our Vampr world and using our tools and services, it's just convenient for them not to have to jump onto another platform to complete a task. But most music tech companies offer a form of distribution these days.
Wow, that's cool. Then when it comes to learning course, let's say if I want to learn how to promote myself, is there a course like that
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's a course specifically on self-promotion. It's probably one of the most requested or talked about topics in our ecosystem. And a lot of people use Vampa specifically to self-promote, which in and of itself is sometimes a bit of a problem because it creates a bit of noise. And if everyone's doing it, then the quality can fall off. But that's sort of a separate topic that we could spend an hour on. But how to self-promote using legitimate channels and without annoying people. Yeah, we've done a few courses on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's really important. Even, you know, classical music world, I think that's something that, you know, as a 21st century classical musicians, we have to learn. So because that, you know, audience, we have to create audience now. The audience is not there waiting for you, right? So
frustrating.
Yeah, I know it is. But if you know, learn how to do, then you can really create a meaningful, you know, your original audience. Like, it's not just one of those people, just they stop by the concert venue and then leave, but they would be a faithful fan.
Super fan.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This episode is presented in collaboration with our good friends at Forte, a free alternative to Zoom, purpose-built for music teachers. Forte offers features optimized for classical music lessons, including audio quality far superior to existing platforms and allowing you to hear every nuance of your student's instrument. Their colleagues at the Royal College of Music, Aspen Music Festival, Curtis Institute, and Berklee College of Music have even used Forte in their own programs. Forte's mission is to radically expand access to high-quality music education worldwide. Forte always puts teachers and their students first. This means you can use Forte with your own students for free forever. And Forte will soon introduce paid features allowing you to connect with new students around the world. Sign up for free today at fortelessons.com or click the link in the description. Vampa offers is it free or is there like a certain, like a level of membership?
Yeah, there's lots of different tiers. So each solution, some solutions actually that we mentioned, in fact, I think something like 70% of our features can be used free in one way, shape or form. So, you know, you can use Vampa distribution for free and we keep a small royalty percentage of the performance of the tracks. Or you can pay us $5 a month and keep 100% of your royalties. Like, it's all about choice, right? Same with publishing is, you know, it's free to upload the tracks and get represented and have us in the market working a song. If we land something for you, we'll take a cut, but it's free up front. If you want to connect with more people, you can pay for additional direct messages and things like that with our Vampa Pro product. That's also $5 a month. The education stuff's a little bit more expensive. It's $19 a month, but that gets you unlimited access to all of our courses. So it just really depends on what your appetite is.
Right. And then with that sort of whatever the tier you choose, depending on how much you pay per month, is there like I wouldn't say customer service, but maybe some sort of support system that you can get?
Right now, it doesn't matter what tier you're on, you get the same support team.
Wow. Really? Yeah. Like if I have trouble, let's say uploading my video or maybe, I have a specific question about promoting myself so I can reach out to one of the.
Yeah. And you know, between Monday and Friday, typically we get back within 24 hours, but we're not there necessarily to help answer questions about how to self-promote or how to make it. Although typically we'll reply with a friendly response of encouragement, but the whole purpose of Vampa is to meet other people who can help you on that journey. It's not up to my company's team or myself to individually turn everyone into a star, nor do we make that claim. And we never would. It's the purpose of the platform is for folks to find others who can help with that and start networking and building their own little communities. So that's what we specialize in. And so if someone writes in and says, I want to be on the Billboard charts, we'll go, that's great. And we want you to be on the Billboard charts too. Have you reached out to anyone on Vampa that specializes in music promotion? Mm-hmm. So that's how, but you know, if someone writes in and says, I'm trying to distribute my track, but it's not letting me click the distribute button, then we'll dive in there and fix the problem.
Right. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So, but if I type in search bar or whatever and say promotion, you know, I'm looking for someone to help me promote, then just type in the word and then it shows up, or?
On the app?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, almost. Mm-hmm. There's a little search pop-up menu that comes up, and you type in what you want. So it might be promotions, it might be publicity, it might be a bass player, it might be a drummer, it could be a graphic designer, it could be a videographer, it could be a music director, all these things. You choose whatever it is that you're looking for, you save your settings, and then the algorithm does its thing and it produces results, and within a couple of seconds.
So you can literally create a team there.
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm starting to make sense. So I don't have to go to this platform to look for graphic designer, because that's usually the case. And then the other platform to create my audience or create, meet on other musicians, for example. So for example, yeah. Using LinkedIn, but it's all inclusive. Like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's like a LinkedIn for the music ecosystem.
Cool. That's super neat. Wow. Yeah. So now, who are the current users? What are the demographics around the world where people are like?
So we've got active users in every single country on the planet. We've got, I think, 1.3 million people in total who are sort of authenticated, which means they've gone through the onboarding process, uploaded a picture, filled out their account properly. Mm-hmm. And our most popular or most active territory is North America, which I think you'd probably expect. And then there's a lot of, you know, countries like Brazil, India, Spain, where there's a lot of activity, which is kind of really cool, brings a different flavor to the platform and the styles of music from all those places. And then other Western countries like UK, Australia, Canada, well, I already said North America, New Zealand, those countries are typically fairly active too. But as far as like the typical user profile, I mean, you're usually looking at someone in their early 20s, male and female. We know things like how many artists they love, so typically I think someone will add 17 favorite artists to their profile on average, mm-hmm. or something. And then genre wise you know, probably won't surprise you that a lot of people affiliate themselves with dance music and hip-hop and stuff that's made with technology. But you know, there's
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy, just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A healthy share of people in rock and more traditional genres as well. And when we look at, you know, all the different skills and types of people we have on there, I think the last time we checked there was 27,000 different skills. So that's everything from, like I was saying before, your film director through to your oboist, through to your... I think we've got didgeridoo as a category. We cover a lot of categories, but there's 27,000 different categories, I believe. So, and yeah, that's music teachers, lawyers, anything you can imagine in the world of music, it's probably on there.
Wow. So it's like a really village. You're creating a village, right?
That's the plan.
So how can Vamper help classical musicians, because you know our industry exist a little differently, right? Even the music making is a little different. Like we do a lot of perform, it's based on performing arts. So that it's very time consuming to learn music. Audience is very different from, you know, pop rock industries. And also music itself is extremely structured and less creative in that sense, but there are other ways of being creative in classical music, you know, industry, don't get me wrong. But so are there any classical musicians or the community of classical musicians, or maybe in the future, are you thinking of expanding in that, you know, classical music industry in that Vampire ecosystem?
There's definitely classical musicians on the platform. Okay. Yeah, and there's a small community there. I've heard from them directly, so I know that they're there. Not just relying on analytics and data, but yeah, that community exists. I don't know if it's the preferred place or destination for people in the classical world, because, you know, just being honest, I don't know enough about that world. It is unique and different than pop rock, and I wouldn't pretend to know the nuance of the things that go along with being an active member of the classical community. But we certainly have managed to attract a healthy number of classical players who identify as classical players. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, maybe you've got to go on there and tell me what you think.
Especially I'm curious about the learning part and also the streaming part, but also being able to discover someone in the like expertise of, let's say, someone knows more about production or someone knows more about promotion. You know, it's very, if it's in one app, that's really an ideal. I don't have to go around and look for people all over the place. And then, you know, online search is convenient. However, it's really overwhelming because you end up talking to someone that you didn't connect, but you wasted 30 minutes. And I'm actually, for the last 3 years, that's exactly what I've been doing, like looking for someone who could teach me about marketing or someone who could, you know, do this service for me. And honestly, it's really exhausting.
Yeah, I bet. The internet and tools and apps like Vampire and stuff, in some respects, really make life, it speeds things up. So, you know, if you think about it, might have taken you years in a previous, you know, 5-10 years ago to have to go through a phone book or a rudimentary website or Craigslist and dial around and speak to people, you know, by email, and then you don't really know what they look like or sound like or what their attitude is, and then they turn up and they're weird or they're not quite the right fit, and you waste, I mean, I did this with my band when we were looking for a drummer. We wasted hours auditioning people. The purpose of Vampire is to take that hours and turn it into minutes. And it is funny to hear you say, you know, you can waste 30 minutes in a conversation. You're right, you can. Mm-hmm. But I would put it to you that that's better than wasting hours or days or weeks on a lead that doesn't, you know, come good. And so, you know, would we like to get it to seconds? Sure. And in Vampire, you can connect with someone within 2 seconds, literally, if you want, mm-hmm. but you probably want to check their profile first. But there'll be there'll be ways that we can speed that process up, but it's already a million miles better than it was a decade sure. ago.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that was exactly the point I was making, because with the algorithm and everything, I think it's much smoother with this process, because honestly, without it, you know, I have to go to this site and that site and then talk to this person and that person. And it was because usually those social media is not made for musicians, you know, exclusively. So, yeah. So is there any other thing that you would like to highlight about Vampire that helped musicians? Maybe is there like a specific story that you want to share, success story or?
So my favorite success story is a woman called Ray Khalil. She's a Los Angeles rapper, and had, as a rapper, she's just one of the best that I've heard. She's phenomenal talent, but she'd had no music producing skills. So she desperately needed a producer to bring her ideas to life. And she used Vamper, I think like 5 years ago now, to find a guy called Jared Rubens, who had his own production duo and band thing going on. And they just clicked and vibed and made, I think they made one or two albums together, but her getting those done put her onto sort of the world stage, and she got onto a Netflix show called Rhythm and Flow, and got to work with people like Chance the Rapper and Anderson .Paak.
Wow.
So it was the start of something very special for her. Mm. And, you know, she's now doing appearances on Sway and Fox and stuff like, you know, mm-hmm. all the big things. So she's on her own little journey now, but we played obviously a role in the very early days. I love stories like that. There's many stories like that. That's my favorite, but there's a lot of stories where Vamper played a very fundamental role in the very early stages of the career.
So what's the next step for Vamper?
So we got acquired not so long ago by a music company called Jaxter that does music credits and has the world's largest database of official music credits coming from all sources like labels, PROs, publishers, etc. So we're just working on successfully integrating the companies together, which is sort of pretty big task, but I think will be very rewarding. So that's what's coming up. It probably doesn't sound very sexy, but it's really important stuff to kind of cement our position as the leader in our space. So we're kind of going to be a bit heads down, thumbs up for the remainder of the year and working on improving the experience and bringing these two products together. So that's keeping me busy.
Oh, wonderful. That sounds really amazing. Exciting. Now, we're really toward the end of our conversation, but I have a few more questions. So it's going to be a little bit more like philosophical questions that I want to ask. So I want to know your thoughts on this, because you're not a classical musician. You're so through the lens of a pop musician.
I'm a trained classical musician. I did.
Oh, yeah.
I did piano up to, you know, AMEB grade 8 or whatever it is when I was a kid. So
really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Then you're a classical musician. So you know what's like to be this,
It's not part of the classical kind of community, if you will, because there is, you know, people who go beyond the stage that I got to in the classical world tend to stay in circles, and they grow in influence and power, and they build careers. I'm not a part of that classical world, but I'm classically trained.
So then how do you think we can keep this classical music relevant and the industry thriving in this fast paced and, you know, society and the post pandemic era?
That's a really interesting question. I hear classical music when I in popular music all the time. Mm-hmm. The popular music is built on classical music, in the chord progressions and the turns and the time signature changes and all the things that go on. They're all, you can hear them all in very early classical music. Popular music's just found the parts that resonate and repeat them four times and call it a day at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. So I think classical music is around us all the time. That would be my answer. As far as how do we keep the community alive, again, I can't speak to that, but I would encourage folks to use tools like Vamper to kind of advocate for and push their own or grow their own communities. And people are doing that on YouTube. I follow some really great classical artists on Instagram and TikTok, and it's really cool just to watch that there's still people really passionate about that genre. And although I think the word genre is almost insulting when we refer to classical, but because it's a bit too broad, but yeah, I think it's going to be fine. It's the foundation of all music.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think I feel like with this audience of new generations to come, we have to give them some sort of a, you know, context, you know, to in order for us to attract them, right? Instead of just
How many? I mean, I don't know what your social feeds look like, but mine are just people playing insanely fast on a piano and people being mind blown. And then I think also music scores play a part in keeping people interested too. So yeah, you got these viral videos of people playing fast, but then you've also got viral videos of people playing the Interstellar theme as written by Hans Zimmer on pianos and tube stations in London and in, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that keeps people's interest in specifically piano, but more classical sounding music. So I think they're exposed to it. You know, anyone who's interested in music is in some way exposed to classical.
Right. Yeah. So you may have already answered this, but how can we as classical musicians reach out to the 21st century audience creatively? Well, use Vamper. Yes.
Use all of the tools. I mean, Vamp is one important one, but, and Vamp is a focused one. So you want to like proactively build your own little community of people who are supportive of classical music in a certain age group. You could do that on Vamp, absolutely. But I would encourage people to use all the tools. Like you can do that on TikTok too. You can do that on Instagram as well. And it's not going to, you've got to put some effort in.
Right.
Like we always say this to our users as well, and it doesn't happen much anymore, but people in the early days would be like, I've been on the app for a month and no one's reached out to me. And we're like, yeah, but have you reached out to anyone? You know, effort, you know, well, reward requires effort.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So last question, advice for young musicians.
Keep turning up. So whether that's to practice, whether that's to a band rehearsal, whether that's to theory lessons, school, whatever it is, just if you keep showing up, eventually things will work out. You have to take my word for that, but it's true.
Thank you so much. So for those who are watching or listening, so Joe Simons, he is the CEO of Vamper. And then you can check out the company Vamper at vampr.me. That's the web address. And you can sign up for free too, right? So there's a free account, but also there are several tiers. So you can check them out. Maybe I should just sign up and then start out as a free account and we'll see what happens, right? Yeah. Okay. Before I let you go, there's one more thing to do. So this has been a really fun, inspiring conversation, Josh, really. And I thank you so much for really tuning in from Australia today. And then, so right now we're going to do a little segment called the Piano Pod Rapid Fire Questions. And this is the part of the show where I get to ask fun questions to each guest. And here's a little warning, as silly as these questions may sound, your answers may reveal who you truly are. So are you ready?
Yes.
All righty. So question number one, what is your comfort food?
Oh, pizza.
All right. How do you like your coffee?
Decaf.
Oh, really? Okay. Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Okay. What is your word or words to live by?
I think I answered in the earlier bit, but just, yeah, keep at it. Persistence, you know, it's the key to everything.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Great. So now, what is the most important quality you look for in other people?
Initiative.
Great. Name three people who inspire you, living or dead.
Bruce Springsteen, Barack Obama, and the Queen, because I'm English.
Okay. I love that. I love the Queen. Oh, the Queen as in not the band, but the Queen.
As in Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the musician Queen.
Oh, no, I love the band too. I'll go for four, and Queen the band as well.
Okay. Yes, so great. All right. Now, name one piece in your current playlist.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't listen to a lot of music running a music company.
Oh, my goodness.
It goes in fits. It goes in stages. That's not true. What I should say is I don't listen to, like, albums on repeat, because I hear so much music every day. I hear in the background in the office thousands of songs a day, and so then you don't often find yourself in the mood at the end of that to sit down and listen to a playlist. And so I don't really have playlists. That is the truth. I don't really have anything at the moment that I'm listening to. I mean, I'm sure without going through my phone, like, it'd be very hard to answer. Occasionally I'll hear something brand new and I'll listen to that on repeat.
Right.
But I can't remember.
Yeah, you know, it's your job. So it's like, you know, maybe at the end of the day, you need a little bit of a silence, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Great. Now, last question. Fill in the blank. Music is blank.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Wonderful. Thank you. So that concludes this episode of The Piano Pod. Thank you, Josh, for joining my show today and sharing your stories and insights and expertise. You can learn more about Josh Simon's company, Vampers, at www.vampers.me. The link is listed in the show notes. And thank you to my wonderful audience and fans for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review it on whatever podcasting platform you use. Remember to hit the thumbs up button and subscribe to my channel if you're watching from YouTube. And then please follow the Piano Pod on social media to get the latest piano news via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I will see you for the next episode of The Piano Pod. Bye, everyone. And thank you, Josh. Thank you so much.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.